Now in day 3 also, if you'll notice with me, in verse 11, we see this little phrase when it talks about the plant life. Think of the plant life. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it goes on in verse 12, speaking about other things that were created after its kind. Now, this is very important. This is very foundational to the teaching of creation, that plants and animals are reproduced after its kind, based on genetics and what have you, as God has created. In other words, a dog cannot ever be a cat, and a cat cannot ever be a dog. Now, there are different varieties of dogs. You can see how, this isn't a strong point of mine, but I understand that you have different varieties of dogs and et cetera. You have German Shepherds, you have poodles and collies and what have you. There are different varieties of dogs, but you can never breed a dog to be a cat, et cetera, et cetera. And this is so important because that punches holes in the thought of evolution. Apes cannot evolve into man. God said that he had the plants and animals to reproduce after his kind. Again, the Word of God gives us the answer, does it not? The Word of God, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by God's Word, by God's spoken Word. So we, again, trust in the Word of God as our blueprint, don't we, do we not? Now, before we move on to the next day, it's interesting that Mr. Darwin, as so many people have heard of, any young people heard of Darwin, he's the one that came up with that great theory of evolution. Well, Mr. Darwin said, now we haven't found it yet, this is 100 and some years ago, but you keep looking for that missing link. Well, as we've stated from God's Word, there will not be a missing link. There will not be something that will stand between apes and man, for example. God says that he creates and reproduces after his kind. So that would include man also. Quickly, as we go down to day 4, we see at day 4, here in verses 14 to 19, we see finally the sun and the moon are created. We mentioned that in connection with light in an earlier day, and we see the sun and the moon created on day 4. Verse 14 tells us really their purpose. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and he made stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So here we have the sun and the moon. We see the sun and the moon. What for? Verse 14 says, for signs, seasons, days, and years. We see here that, again, as we mentioned earlier, what irony. The things that are set in order by God cannot be changed by those that reject him. We all must live by things such as gravity, such as this, the length of days, etc. But let's look at a little bit beyond that. Let's make an application here. Let's look at how in day 4, that as the sun and the moon were created, what do we see as a living example or a literal example before us? Young people, again, think with me about the sun and the moon, something that we just take for granted is up there, don't we? But when we see the sun, it is that which is the origin of light, if you will, in the solar system. The moon itself has no light of itself. So the moon at nighttime is reflecting the light from the sun. That's a simple thing, isn't it? Think of this. By what we find from God's Word, the sun, S-O-N, Jesus Christ, he is the only source of true light, as we saw earlier. And we, in a sense, that are saved, we that are his people, we are like the moon. We don't have any goodness. We don't have any righteousness. We don't have any light of ourselves, do we? It's only by being in Christ, by being saved, that we are a light. We are light to this lost and dying world. We reflect the light of Christ when we live for him. People see Christ in us, or they should. We see that that is the tremendous illustration of the sun and the moon. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. His people are called light in this world. Turn, if you will, to verse 20 to 23 and day 5. Verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. So we see here once again, after its kind, as we have here, the aquatic and the air creatures were created. Now this word, verse 20, for creature means the word soul. It's translated verse 24, as we see also in verse 24, meaning soul. Verse 30, also life means living soul. Now this is very important, because here we can turn and see God in his creation, and establish also in other places in his word that there is a difference between the different creations that God has made. Notice he started with the plant life, and then the animals, and then finally on the sixth day, man. You see, here we see the difference that a creature, not a plant, has a soul. You see, you have body, soul, and spirit. Simply stated as this, and think of this, this may help you in your biology class someday, especially if you have a Christian background tied in with that, young people, that the plants have a body of a sort. That's it. But animals have not only a body, but they have a soul. You see, they have self-consciousness, you might say. But yet it's only when you come to man that you find a spirit. The body, soul, and spirit, only a body for the plants, a body and a soul for the animals, but we are created special. We have a body, a soul, and a spirit. The Apostle Paul, writing by the inspiration of God, verifies this in the New Testament. Let me just read that to you. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, I'll just read it. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see that Paul even mentions that in his closing words of his letter to the Thessalonians. And he has it in a different order there, but your body, soul, and spirit. He wasn't talking to plants. He wasn't talking to animals. He was talking to those in Thessalonica that were set apart, that were saved, that were born again. So we see here, as God in his creative order, he does that just perfectly. God is a God of order, whether it's in the home or whether it's in the local assembly, whether it's in creation. God is a God of order. So as we see these things, the Lord is glorified, is he not? Because when we look at those things around us, the psalmist tells us that we can, that the firmament and the creation around us declare his handiwork. The creation of God promotes praise. It should promote praise from our hearts. Just like when we, in other aspects of our life, think of the Lord, creation should draw our attention to the glory of God and to his power and to his might. Would we give evolution and chance the glory? You know, I've used this before, but it's worth saying again, I believe. To say that this creation came from chance is like saying you stick some dynamite in a brick factory and blow it, as people say, to the high heavens, and then it comes down. And what do we have? A $150,000 brick mansion. Perfect place. Perfect order. Everything, just open the door and go in. But no, that wouldn't happen, would it? The chance would, it would never happen. So by chance, would a big bang, would by chance that we would be here, when you think of the brain itself, the scientists today and the medical people today cannot plumb the depths of the human brain. It's that well ordered. Oh, we might know a little bit, and we know more than we did 200 years ago, but God has created in a tremendous way. And the things around us as far as the earth and thereupon it, it could not have happened by chance. A loving creator gave it for man to have dominion over. God is in control, is he not? Now, as we think of these things, that brings us to day number 6. Day number 6 in verse 24. Here we see the cattle, the creeping things, and yes, the beasts, but not only that, but man. Our last day of creation is here, verse 24 to 31. We see creation. Some of you may be thinking, well, are we going to get to man being created? Yes, we have it in day number 6. Verse 24, the creeping things. Again, here's a suggestion. People say, well, where were the dinosaurs? Perhaps this is it. Creeping things, you would think of, if you look up creeping things in other places in the Old Testament, and you think about it, I believe that would be your reptiles. I believe this would be where you would find God creating all aspects of life. I believe that would be probably our closest indication to when the dinosaurs were created. That's a suggestion. Day number 6, the creeping things. And by the way, when we get to the ark, the question people always ask when they question the Bible, how could a dinosaur be on the ark? But you know, think with me. There were dogs and cats and whatever else, leopards and cheetahs on there. The people that are atheists, they only tell you about the huge fossils that are a football field long or whatever, or 20 yards long of these huge dinosaurs, the brontosauruses or however long they were. They don't tell you about the little baby fossils they find. They don't tell you about how dinosaurs were apparently come out of an egg that were in the size of a dog or something. Noah may have had, by God sending them, maybe dinosaurs on the ark. There's simple answers to these things. We don't have to question God because we have questions, do we? Thank you for being with us. If you have any questions or concerns, please call us at 824-5525 or write us at P.O. Box 689 in Ramsor, zip code 27316. That is P.O. Box 689. All requests for tapes are free. We'd be thrilled to hear from you on the phone if you have any questions or concerns. Join us next time at 1 o'clock with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.